From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 15, 2014. It's not too late to treat for sugarcane aphids on northeast Texas sorghum fields, but as the pest multiplies very quickly, it could be too late very soon. Last week, I talked with Dr. Alan Knutson, AgriLife Extension Entomologist, Dallas.
Yeah, no, it's not too late. This aphid just showed up this last week. To 10 days in this area, so now's the time to be scouting fields to detect these infestations. There are no research-based guidelines developed at this point, but we are using a suggested threshold of 30 to 40% of the plants infested with these aphids as a treatment threshold. And that means if you just find a small colony of aphids on a plant, that's considered an infested plant. If 30 to 40% of the plants are infested, then a treatment is suggested.
What are the treatments?
There's a new insecticide called Transform, and it's labeled under an emergency Section 18 label for use in sorghum to control this new aphid species. It's proven difficult to control with existing insecticides, so this emergency exemption was requested for Transform.
Alan, can you tell us how to identify the pest?
It's a pale yellow to light green aphid. It's unlike any of the other aphids we have in sorghum. It's relatively easy to identify because it's in very large numbers, and because of the sticky honeydew it secretes. Walking into the field, you'll probably notice the honeydew first, and then turning up on the underside of the leaves, you'll see the aphids.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.